This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is celebrating the International Day of Happiness, presented by UEM Sunrise.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. It's almost time for us to wrap up for this week, but of course we do have one more story before we go, helping to celebrate the International Day of Happiness 2020. Also, we have some responses via Instagram talking about this. How are you keeping yourself happy whilst you're stuck at home? Chris, what have you got?
So Jess Na 8 Un says, mildly happy, but I can't imagine if martial order takes control, which is a fair point. But we have to just be, you know, grateful for what we have now. Harsh Anads says, sketching and playing the drums, miserable fail, but I'm having fun, which is the most important thing. And my favorite response of today, aimless oddity, watching my dog do silly things.
Oh,
that is brilliant.
Yeah, for sure.
Film it, upload it.
Please.
Yes.
For all our sakes.
We'd like to see that. Okay, we've got the final story that we want to do. It's about little bits of happiness locally.
Yes. So taking a look at how the rest of the world is starting to cheer each other up and help out, it's nice to see some of these movements and initiatives take place here at home too. So we've covered this already, but obviously a lot of people have been panic buying, which, by the way, please don't do that. But this has been especially hard on older people. So a lot of supermarkets have responded, offering slots reserved for the elderly to make sure that they don't miss out on essentials. This includes Jaya Grocer and Maidin here in Malaysia as well. They will have specific shopping slots for the senior citizens and also other people who otherwise are immunocompromised. The National University of Malaysia is providing free food assistance to students stuck on campus. They can get the food at every college cafe with breakfast served from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., lunch from 12 noon to 2, and dinner from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. as well. A portal called gojob.my, which helps marginalized communities in Malaysia get jobs, including catering, quickly sprung into action and organized sponsored prepackaged food for the 20 night shift COVID workers working from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. with no breaks at Hospital Serdang. They're calling it Project Food for the number 4 frontliners, and they've already managed to secure sponsorship worth 3,000 ringgit. There's another Food for Frontliners initiative by Persatuan Penyokongan Susu Ibu Hulu Langat, organizing meals in collaboration with Unit Makanan Daerah Hulu Langat as well, which are distributing food to 16 clinics and health offices in the Hulu Langat area. They're estimating about 10 ringgit per meal across approximately 800 frontliners in the area as well. Another initiative headed by the newly formed POWER, which is a Project Wawasan Rakyat, noticed that while healthcare workers are busy treating COVID cases, they often leave their children unattended at home. So they've now teamed up with KiddoCare.my, which offers childcare services in Malaysia, and they're looking to subsidize childcare fees by at least 50%. Which means having someone at home would cost 64 ringgit instead of 128 ringgit for an 8-hour slot.
Brilliant.
The Lost Food Project on Instagram, it already provides 56 charities with food weekly, and they in turn, you know, feed, you know, more than 6,000 people a week. But they're now concerned about lack of supplies and funding. If you have 10 or 20 ringgit to spare, you can find them on Instagram as well. That's The Lost Food Project, all one word. In general, as the Daily Digest has covered yesterday, there's also been this beautiful uprising of what they're calling the caremongering movement. This is worldwide, but locally, there's a Facebook caremongering group for Malaysians called Caremongering Malaysia, Community Response to COVID-19. We'll link that in our podcast description if you'd like to get involved. And what caremongering is just the community coming together to offer their services to help each other out. So people have been buying groceries for elderly people. They've been running errands for elderly people as well. People have been helping to donate money to various NGOs to support the most vulnerable people in our community. One of the posts that I saw on there was the Pit Stop Community Cafe. So they've been really been supported by the local community as well to get you know, food to the homeless and people who are in that sector. So you know, these are all incredible initiatives by locals, you know, and, and people are really getting together and, you know, reminding each other, stay at home, you know, social distance. I've also seen a couple of posts saying, you know, if you feel lonely, just give me a call. Here's my number. Like, we can have a chat and be friends. And I think that's really important. On a lighter, more entertaining note as well, this amazing person, Joshua Gui. He is the co-founder of Cross Genre Entertainment. And I don't know if you've seen this on Facebook. It's also on YouTube as well. But he created a hilarious parody of the opening song from Disney's Beauty and the Beast about social distancing. And we have a clip from that that we're going to play right now.
OKL, now a quiet city. From today to the
31st. OKL, full of little people, waking up to say,
lockdown!
Lockdown!
Restricted movement lah.
There goes the baker with his tray like always, though he has no more bread to sell. People buying by the bulk since the morning yesterday in this virus-infected town.
Hey, Belle!
Oh, good morning, monsieur.
It is so brilliant. Please, please, please. We'll try to link the link to the video in a podcast as well. It is absolutely brilliant. And it gave me a much needed laugh this morning when I saw it. Not to mention, he is really hitting those notes.
Oh, yeah.
He's hitting them very well. So well done, Joshua. Thank you very much for that little light.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Chris, as well. Right. It's almost time for us to wrap up, of course, for this day, for this Friday, this International Day of Happiness, on what has been a very long week for us here in the studio. And, of course, I'm no doubt for you guys at home as well, who have been stuck at home, who have been asked to stay home. Please continue to do that. You know, make fun. Do whatever it is that you can to put a smile on your face over the weekend, whether it's gardening, whether it's watching a movie, reading a book, doing singing, uploading stuff to YouTube, whatever it is, have fun with it.
Yeah.
And try to remain calm, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the key word.
That's the key word. Mm-hmm. We, of course, will not be here in the studio next week, though our team, the other team will be here in the studio. Jeff, Audrey and Frida will be back coming to you live from the studio. We wish them well. We are going to have a little bit of a break, aren't we? Kind of working
kind of
from home.
A week, yeah.
It's not a break. We are still working. Let's
we
clarify.
Are still working, but what I mean is we don't have to physically be here in the office.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will be staying at home, practicing social distancing.
Yes.
And, you know, having a good time.
The whole working from home thing.
Yes.
That's us next week.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I will say that. Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for all of your messages, your tweets, your WhatsApps, your Instagram responses. It is time for us to wrap up. Of course, music coming up in just a moment from Iggy Pop with Lust for Life. Chris, go on.
Are we going to run down the stories of today?
We should probably do that, actually. Yeah. We started off, of course, with that question. How are you keeping yourself happy while stuck at home?
And then we followed up with help and happiness in times of crisis on an international level.
And then we followed up with help and happiness in times of crisis here in Malaysia as well.
That's
it. Go watch the Penguin video. Seriously.
Penguin
just go watch the Penguin video.
And watch some really classic movies over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, time for us to go. Thank you very much. This is Iggy Pop in just a moment with Lust for Life here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
This International Day of Happiness special was brought to you by UEM Sunrise. Find your happy. This International Day of Happiness special was brought to you by UEM Sunrise. Find your happy.